This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Global demand for fossil fuels is expected to peak later this decade as the transition to cleaner energy sources picks up pace. You'd hardly know it, though, looking at the past year in the U.S. oil and gas business. This country remained the world's largest oil producer for the sixth straight year. And a wave of consolidation swept through the industry, a lot of it concentrated in the Permian Basin of West Texas and New Mexico. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The Permian Basin produced nearly 6 million barrels of oil a day in 2023. That's more than Iraq, the UAE, or Kuwait, according to Peter McNally, analyst at Third Bridge.
This year was another new high, you know, for the Permian, and that has attracted a lot of interest.
The Permian Basin has another thing going for it.
It's almost like real estate. Location, location, location.
Robert McNally of consulting firm Rapidan Energy says industry-friendly regulation in Texas is part of that. There's also less federal regulation when it comes to exporting the oil because it doesn't have to cross state lines. And
because Permian oil tends to be exported rather than used in our own refineries, the Permian is very important because it's very close to our major export terminals.
The biggest energy deal in the Permian last year took place in October when ExxonMobil bought Pioneer Natural Resources for $60 billion worth of stock. But Andrew Dittmer of Enverus Intelligence Research says there's been plenty of other FOMO fuel deal making in the Permian, a rush to buy assets while they're still available.
Scarcity or perceived scarcity in the market is a major driver of these deals.
Dittmer says about a decade ago, private equity firms piled into the Permian.
They had inventory. The public companies wanted inventory. And so it was a good marriage of needs and wants between private sellers and public buyers.
But Dittmer says the deal-making may have reached a turning point last month when Occidental Petroleum bought privately held Crown Rock for around $12 billion. Shopping in the Permian, he says, is getting expensive.
It does feel like we're kind of approaching a top in terms of what companies can reasonably pay for these assets and inventory in the Permian Basin.
Dittmer expects natural gas to play a bigger role there. With sanctions on Russian gas exports, there's need all over the world. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.